Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Listen to this description of a troubled political situation at the beginning of July, and tell me what country or state we're talking about. Here it is. Just a year after winning an election, a decisive victory, and taking power from an entrenched regime that had been in charge for many years, the victors alienated a substantial part of their population. Their undemocratic efforts to deny participation by those people and groups who opposed them were patently undemocratic and unfair. Well, if you've been following the news, that of course applies to Egypt before the recent ouster of the Muslim Brotherhood-led government. But arguably, it could apply just as well to North Carolina's political transformation. Our state's political turnaround recently got more attention from another national columnist. There was a time, wrote Neil Pearce of the Washington Post, when North Carolina was a symbol of Southern enlightenment. Compared to the policies of the old solid South that was Democratic, conservative, fervidly anti-civil rights, the state, that's North Carolina, embraced relatively progressive policies in such areas as education and race relations. Well, Pearce says, no longer. The Tar Heel State is racing to lead the pack in conservative, anti-city, and implicitly anti-black politics. Pearce partially summarized the record, noting a bill that reduces revenue by $500 million, lowering taxes on high-income individuals, while he says increasing taxes for small business owners and lower and middle-class taxpayers, cutting unemployment insurance coverage, cutting support of elementary education, and repealing the Racial Justice Act. In Egypt, the actions of the government led to popular uprisings, followed by the government's ouster by the military. In North Carolina, the actions of the government led to the protest on Moral Mondays. And what are the odds that the Moral Monday protest or the like will deter North Carolina's new right-wing politics, asked Pearce. Realistically, very low, he answers, noting the legislature's efforts to seize city assets like the Charlotte Airport and the Asheville Water System. He says it's clear that an ugly reward friends, punish adversaries politics is in full flower. Is there any prospect for change in direction? Well, not much, he says. Growing Hispanic and other more moderate political forces could offset the trend. But with North Carolina's legislative districts carefully drawn to entrench the ascendant Republicans, a return to moderation may be years, he says, if not decades away. Well, somebody might ask, where is the Egyptian army when we need them? This is D.G. Martin.